At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Bangladeshi Australian students hold a rally in support of protests in Bangladesh. A man has died and a woman critically injured during a fight in Melbourne. And in sport, Australian Rhiannon Ifland scores a spectacular win at the 2024 Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series. Good afternoon from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Bangladeshi Australian students have held a rally in support of students protesting the government in Bangladesh. The protest in the heart of Sydney's Bengali community in Lakemba has hoped to bring awareness to the violence overseas. At least 114 people were killed this week during student-led protests against government job quotas. Students have called for an end to a quota system that reserves 30% of public service jobs for children of veterans from the 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan. In response, Bangladeshi police have imposed a strict nationwide curfew with a shoot-on-site order as military forces patrolled parts of the capital. One of the student organizers of the Sydney protest, Rubaiyat Hassan, told SBS News that he's worried for his family in Bangladesh.
I'm very worried. My younger brother, he's also a university student. He's also in the protest. So I'm very worried about my family and also my friends, whoever is joining there. We can't communicate with them what's going over there because all the internet and Wi-Fi, everything is blocked. We can't reach them. Even they can't reach us. They are facing a lot of problems. They are getting beat from the government and the police. Yeah, the situation is out of hand now.
The Department of Foreign Affairs Smart Traveller Service has urged Australians to reconsider any travel plans to Bangladesh amid the ongoing violence. A man has been arrested following the death of another man in Melbourne while a woman is in hospital with life-threatening injuries. Emergency services were called last night to a house in Bentley East in Melbourne's southeast where a man was found with critical injuries. Police say a physical altercation took place between two males and a female. One of the males, who is yet to be formally identified, died at the scene. The female was taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries. A 20-year-old Bentley East man was arrested at the home, with police now investigating the circumstances of the incident. The Albanese government has ruled out deregistering the CFMEU after allegations of criminal wrongdoing. The union's construction division has been accused of taking kickbacks, being linked to organized crime, and employing standover tactics on worksites in a series of 9 newspaper reports. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan has promised to tear what she called the rotten culture of the CFMEU out by its roots. Ms. Allan announced an independent review into the troubled construction industry yesterday to be led by Greg Wilson, who had previously served as acting commissioner of the Victorian Public Sector Commission. Federal Assistant Minister for Climate and Energy, Jenny McAllister, says opposition leader Peter Dutton's calls for Labour to deregister the union will not help address the situation.
It's pretty difficult to take lectures from Peter Dutton about this. Most of the alleged behaviour that's been reported over the last week occurred during the period when the coalition was in office. There were plenty of opportunities for the government he was part of to deal with some of the issues that are now being addressed by a Labor government. Deregistration is not a solution. Deregistration would allow this same group of people to continue the same things that they are presently doing without regulatory oversight. It's hard to see how this helps the situation.
Donald Trump has held his first campaign rally since he survived an attempted assassination, returning to the battleground state of Michigan alongside his new running mate, J.D. Vance. Exactly a week after the 13th of July shooting in Pennsylvania left Mr. Trump with a bloodied ear while killing one man in the crowd and injuring two others, the former president opened the rally to a huge crowd.
They keep saying, he's a threat to democracy. I'm saying, what the hell did I do for democracy? Last week, I took a bullet for democracy. What did I do against democracy?
Mr. Trump was joined by Ohio Senator J.D. Vance at the pair's first event together since they became the Republican Party's nominees at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The senator mocked Vice President Kamala Harris, who criticized Mr. Vance's calls for a nationwide abortion ban earlier this week.
Kamala Harris said something to the effect that I have no loyalty to this country. Well, I don't know, Kamala. I did serve in the United States Marine Corps and build a business. What the hell have you done other than collect the check?
Republicans have begun to target Kamala Harris with their attacks as pressure mounts on President Joe Biden to drop out of the election race and allow his vice president to run instead. In sport, Australia's Rhiannon Ifland has soared to a spectacular win at the fourth stop of the 2024 Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series in Northern Ireland. In the cold, wet and windy conditions at the picturesque Causeway Coast, the 32-year-old from Newcastle picked up nines from the judges in each of the first three rounds before a huge final dive sealed her impressive win over Ginny van Kotvek. The Dutch woman claimed a career-best second place and her first-ever podium place. Rhiannon Ifland, the dominant force in the women's competition over the last 8 years, also picked up an extra point for the competition's best dive to extend her advantage in the overall standings, edging her closer to a record-extending 8th King Kahekili trophy. The Australian told Red Bull TV she didn't let the rough weather conditions bother her.
In the training, as you said, the wind was just constantly gusting. And it was kind of hard to get the dives off. It's cold, but, you know, you have to be resilient. I think, to be honest, it's easier in the competition because, you know, like, this is your moment. This is when I need to deliver. And that's all that was going through my head. So that got me through it for sure.
With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.